The debate about Rockall didn't get a lot of attention in the national media. Little surprise in that. It was one of those evening debates on the Dáil where a time constraint was imposed by the government before it took place, and underlined once more in the lack of coverage that the national media does not show sustained interest in the problems facing the fishing industry. A 45-minute time limit was imposed, criticised by Sinn Féin, which accused the government of waving the white flag on Rockall. Stripped of hyperbole, that meant surrendering Irish rights around the Rock to the UK. The debate wasn't actually centred on Rockall, it was about putting into law the Maritime Jurisdiction Bill. But this brought into focus the 2014 agreement between Ireland and Britain on maritime boundaries, the legal standing of which Sinn Féin has challenged and the government defends. The passing of the Maritime Jurisdiction Bill, opponents claim, strengthens the UK's claims to Rockall and the 12-mile limit around it, which has resulted since Brexit came into effect in January, with the British authorities challenging the entitlement of Irish boats to fish in the area. The Irish government takes the view that no territorial limits can be established around Rockall. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney said that uninhabited rocks in the middle of the ocean should not be claimed by any state. We in Ireland do not accept that British sovereignty extends to Rockall, and we have never accepted that. We do not accept that UK can create a 12-mile limit around it in an exclusive fishing zone, which is what the contention with the fleet in Donegal is all about, he said. Sinn Féin Marine and Fisheries spokesman Padraig McLaughlin wants the government to take the issue to international arbitration or make a counterclaim to the UK's one. Iceland and Denmark don't recognise British control over Rockall or a 12-mile territorial limit around it. The Dáil debate had the usual result of government parties voting for the Maritime Jurisdiction Bill to pass and the opposition against being defeated on numbers. Minister Coveney and Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue have been in discussion with Scottish authorities, who have been most active against Irish fishing rights at Rockall, so the Marine Times understands, but there's no positive resolution so far in sight, as far as can be ascertained. The Irish government's approach is to act within international law, that it has not sold out on Rockall rights and is trying to get the best deal possible. But the opposing political view is that it should not have to be doing this and should tell the British bluntly that they do not have rights to claim control of fishing around the Rock. Meanwhile, fishermen are left to fend for themselves. The August edition of the Marine Times will have more detail about this rocky problem.